I haven't been up to much during lockdown. Obviously, quite limited to what I can get done. Mostly just obviously trying to keep up with the fitness. I'm trying. Just lots of series, movies. Just chilling, I guess. Nothing too special at this moment. Like I said, it's a bit hard to get up to anything during lockdown. I think I played decently. Just there was a time when I was starting to get grumpy, when I wasn't converting all my starts into big scores, especially during the test matches against England. But I still don't think it was bad. I still want to get better, and obviously get to start scoring big hundreds for the team. I think that's the most important thing that I need to try and get going now. Obviously with the limited overs captain, I must be honest, I think I took it pretty slowly. I'm still trying to get a feel of how go about things. Obviously I've learned quite a bit, but I think I didn't do too badly. Like I said, I'm still learning, but I have learned quite a bit at the moment. So it's just more about just taking it step by step, not just throwing out what I think straight away into the team. Obviously, it's we busy rebuilding as a limited overs team, especially ODIs. I think T20s, we know what's going on. I think no, it was I did okay. I think the highlight in general was obviously our series against Australia. Obviously, we had quite a young team and they had quite a powerhouse team. We playing against one of the best one day teams in the world, and for us to beat them 3-0 was probably the biggest highlight. I think we played pretty well, to be honest. Obviously, test matches were disappointing. But I think the rest of the time, I think we played really, really good cricket. Obviously when you play against a team like England, especially, even though we lost, we played some really, really exciting cricket. And it is always difficult to beat a team like England at the moment. They're on top of the world right now, and they're one of the strongest teams to play against. And we didn't play bad cricket at all. I thought we played really well. It's just obviously disappointing. We didn't get enough wins like we wanted to. To be honest, I'm not too sure what's gonna happen with the corona virus. I think everyone's taking their time to see what's happening. Everyone's just waiting. Obviously, it's gonna be a slow process. Obviously, there's a lot of not just cricket's affected. There's a lot of business people that are affected. So everyone's taking a hit. So it's just a matter of us just waiting and seeing what happens. With the cricket, I'm not too sure what's going to happen. Obviously, we just wait. I'm sure every country has their regulations they must adhere to. So it's just a matter of waiting for this to go past, I guess, and then we can get on with the game again. I've FaceTimed quite a lot of the guys. We're all good friends. So we every now and again we FaceTime each other, see what's happening. Just chat to everyone, to find out what they get up to and whatnot, just catch up. I've been staying in contact with a couple of the guys. Look, staying fit is one thing during this lockdown, but the problem is actually trying to stay fit. I mean, you must understand that some of us, or especially me, I'm in a very small house at the moment, so I'm very limited to what I can do. So it's not like I'll be fit, but I won't be at the fitness where I want to be. It's a little bit difficult, and obviously with the lockdown, it also takes a toll on you mentally to actually get up and get going and doing stuff. That's what I found the longer we've been in this lockdown thing. So I know it is important, but once everything gets lifted and we can get out and get some running done and all that, then I'm sure my fitness will get back, and someone else also will everyone else's. So obviously, we want to stay fit, but it is just a little bit difficult.